How do we access the deeper connective tissues, meridians, and practice in a more meditative way in yin yoga? It turns out those principles of yin yoga that your yin yoga teacher is always talking about are the key. Hi, I'm Melissa from Yoga with Melissa. You may know me from the over 30 yin yoga classes that I have on my main channel, Yoga with Melissa. Here, I answer some of your questions about yoga every Wednesday, including questions about yin. When we practice yin yoga, some of our primary intentions are to influence the connective tissues and the meridian system, not to mention open the doorway for a meditative practice. The first principle of yin yoga is to choose an appropriate edge. Here we want to move slowly and gently into the suggested shape. If we experience any burning or sharp stabbing or electric sensations, especially in a small area, we can potentially be damaging our connective tissue. When we experience dull aching, our tissue is being tugged in an appropriate way. Choosing an appropriate edge is also key to the flow of qi and accessing the meridian system. If we come too intensely into our pose, it hinders the flow of qi. If we do not pull and pressurize the tissue enough, then there is not enough intensity and we fail to energize or encourage the flow of qi. In our membership community, we have 90-minute live classes every month with two-way video where we see each other and we can take the practice of these yin yoga principles to the next level. And also then we have time after the class to discuss these principles one-on-one. Additionally, we have short 30-minute yin classes for your weekdays when you're pressed for time to get to work or school so that you still have time during the week to practice. The next principle of yin yoga is be still. It helps to move the qi and access the deeper connective tissue. If we keep moving, the impact of the pose stays up at the surface level of the muscles rather than the deeper connective tissues, and the qi cannot have a chance to flow. When I say moving, it's all that mindless fidgeting and needless fixing and changing the pose to escape the sensations. Being still allows us to open to the meditative quality of a yin practice as well. When we make an agreement with ourselves to be still no matter what, when restlessness arises, when impatience and boredom comes up, then when we are practicing cultivating the quality of stillness no matter what is arising in our life, the next time we feel bored or restless in our lives, we can choose whether we want to reach for our phones and scroll through social media, or whether we can just sit and be still with that discomfort. Our yin practice can teach us that it's okay to sit still with discomfort for 5 minutes at a time. So press that like button for the beauty of stillness and put "I am still" in the comments. The third principle is be soft. It also allows us to access the deeper connective tissues and meridians. When we relax and let gravity help us to release more deeply into the poses, we're no longer using our muscles to go further. This allows us to drop deeper into the connective tissues and lets qi flow through the meridian pathways. Before we talk about the next principle, if you'd like to go into these principles in depth with 5 full-length classes, if you click on the link in the show notes, then I'll send you 5 days of yin yoga right to your inbox. So the fourth principle of yin yoga, stay for a while, allows us to access the connective tissue, the meridian pathways, and open to some of the more challenging aspects of a meditative practice. Let's look at each of these in turn. So the connective tissues of our body are dense and they're less pliant than muscles. It takes long-held traction to coax the qi and blood through these tissues, and this is why we have long holds to affect the connective tissues. As far as the meridian system, if you've ever been for acupuncture, you know that your acupuncturist doesn't just put those needles in only to pull them right out, back out again. Usually they put them in and then you get to have a nice long acupuncture nap. This is my favorite part of going to acupuncture. Our long holds in yin yoga are anywhere from 1 to 3 minutes for beginners, and they can be 5 to 20 minutes for more advanced yin practitioners, depending on the pose. It helps to coax that qi into the meridian pathways. When we stay in our postures for a longer period of time, those long holds will inevitably bring us face to face with our own impatience, boredom, restlessness, and anxiety. The practice of staying with discomfort here is incredibly fruitful because it gives us the confidence that we can meet these more difficult emotions in our everyday life off our mats as well. One of my favorite yin quotes goes something like this: time is more important than intensity. And with that, thank you for your time today. And namaste.